sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mgela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 13 2023 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary. So make no mistake.
Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke okudingakalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas.
So namhla uqalisile ye criminal in Saudi uqalisile isithethi siyabiza ama witnesses awo angu 2 sokusele witness eli 1 umuntu aka complainant so i matter i postponed to the 17th of November.
Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe CCC agoqela amalunga edalela eParliamente amabili kanye lamakansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili. Umbukiso wezokwethekelela owehlangananisa nganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Imelika ithi izinikele ukusekela iIsrael ngakho konke ekudingayo ngalesi sikhathi ilisana lebutho leHamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo edluleyo. Umphathi intambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ukhuluma ngosekelo abaluphayo eseIsrael.
The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented US fighter aircraft.
Ibutho lethu elilesikebhe zempi ezinkulu selifikile kulindawo likhokhelwa isikebhe esikhulu kwedlula zonke zisemazwe nomhlaba. Njalo ibutho leMelika lilungiselele ukuthumela laloba iziphi izikhali nxa kungaba le ndingeko. Ngakho iMelika izabona ukuthi Israel izathola konke kudingayo ukuzivikela ngoba Israel ilelungelo lokuvikela izalwane zalo. Lesi isikhathi sokuthi kube lokuvikeleka hatshi ukuthithibala. Sizaqhubekela phambili sikhuluma labangani bethu abakulindawo. Njalo sibona ukuthi konke abakudingayo kuyafika eIsrael.
Rapidly flowing into Israel. That includes munitions and air defense capabilities and other equipment and resources.
Lo ube ngumphathi intambo wezomvikela eMelika umnumzana Lloyd Austin ekhuluma eseIsrael. Abokholo lwesi-Islam eZimbabwe bona bathi kumele kube lokuthula ukuze kuvikelwe uZulu ongelacala. I-Studio 7 ikhulumene lomkhokheli webandlaleli elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso ye-Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe.
Kalo impilo eyenzakalayo ngeyokungcindezela, so yo umbono uthi lawo thina njengamakholwa.
Ye, lapha libona ukuthi kuyini okungaphathisa ukuthi kulungisiswe lolu daba?
Ukuthi udaba lulungisiswe, hamba. AmaPalestina kumele bebisele ilizwe lawo.
I-Israel siphindisela ithi yona iHamas lePalestine akube kusehlukaniswa kusazi ukuthi ibutho abalihlaselayo ngeleHamas aso lePalestine likubona njani lo?
Ngoba nje bana kulobungcindezelo lapha into ekhona ngokuthi hey sina sikhalela ukugcina kwempilo zabantu abantu abalahlekelwa zimpilo ngoba abantu aba innocent yowasebenzisa. So inkuthazo ekhona kuphela ngeyokuthi hayi impilo engiyokuncindezela sibili ngoba umuntu owabizwa ukuzohlala endlini yesekhethi indlu yomikazi. Into ekhona ngokuthi aluba kube lokuthula yikho siyokukhulekela ukuthi kube lokuthula.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobhengula kobulawayo uSheikh Bilal Gwenzi owenhlanganiso yeSupreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe obekhuluma leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. AmaJuda eZimbabwe nakhuthaza ukuthi kungaliwa kukhulunyiswane. unobhala obona ukudlelana lamanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye-Lemba Cultural Association, umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe, uxoxa le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Dambudziko guru ririko ndorekuti ihondo yakabva dzakare kwakune vagari vechijudha vaigara muIsrael.
Udubo olukhulu olukhona ngolokuthi yimpi eyaqala kudala kwakulabantu besijuda ababehlala e-Israel, kodwa udubo olukhulu ngolokuthi kwaba le nguquko ngomnyaka ka-1947. Abaningi asebezibona bengabanikazi balindawo njalo bengamakhola esijuda ayisibo banikazi bayo. Ngakho-ke kufanele abantu babonisane ukuze abanikazi bendawo abesijuda bavunyelwe behlale endaweni yabo. Thina sikhatshana ngoba sabuya sazohlala e-Afrika, kodwa singamajuda ansundu esikukhuthazayo ukuthi abantu khulumisane kube lokuthula.
Isu tiri kure hongu tingabe tine origin yakafanana nemajudha ekuIsrael, asi takazomaigireta tikasetla muAfrica and tiri mablack Jews. Isu tinongohopa kuti vanhu vange vachitaurirana nokuti hondo dzese hadziperi nekuti.
Lo ngumkhokheli webandla lesi Islam elobengula obekhuluma ngokudlelana le ngodaba lolu engumkhokheli umnumzana Sheikh Bilal Gwenzi wenhlanganiso ye Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe. Unobhala obona ukudlelana namanye amazwe kwinhlanganiso ye Lemba Cultural Association umnumzana Thakava Fira Joe uxoxele Studio 7 abokholo lesiKristu bona bathi kufanele kukhulekelwe abantu ababhekane lodubo lolu. Umfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist khonapha eKansas eMelika ukhuluma le Studio 7 ngalolu daba.
Izimpi ziyahlupha kufana lasemakhaya ethu. Impi emakhaya asekubizi njengokuthi yimpi, kodwa-ke ukwehlukana kwemibono even emulini kuya ngokuthi wena okwenzayo ubone ngani umalume uyasekela kumbe umama uzasekela kumbe ubafuncane ku-involva abanye abantu abaningi outside of linalo babili elichiyanayo embonweni lowo. Engiya kukho nanko, impi ekhona phakathi kwe-Israel lase-Palestine ayisiyompi ye-Israel le-Palestine. Yimpi egoqela umhlaba wonke ngendlela ezishiyeneyo, amazwe wonke omhlaba alo alesabelo, singabe kuyisabelo esi-expressed or not expressed, kodwa-ke kule opinion ekhona. This is an opportunity especially for Christians ukuthi benze umehluko in their own way wherever they are.
Lo ube ngumfundisi Lizwe Moyo owebandla le-Baptist ekhuluma le-Studio 7 eseMelika. Siphinde saxoxa njalo lenzalwa yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv e-Israel uVivian Nomalanga Bebe ngalolu daba.
Isimo asisisanga ngendlela okwenzeke ngakhona ngoba manje ngikhanyanga ngokuthaba qhuma abantwana intamo like abantwana bangafika 40 kanti kodwa angikawabona ama-video zakhona. So nje isimo sakhona nje lokhu nje kusukela ngu-Saturday ayi imoya yethu phansi nje, wonke umuntu nje phela uthole ukuthi khona into eyenzakeleyo nje, kukhona igazi elichithekileyo nje kumene.
So lapha liphila njani? Ukudla kusakhona, liyakwanisa ukuyathenga ukudla na?
Hayi, khona like kukhona izitolo ezivuliweyo ezivaliweyo eziningi lezi ezempahla lamamolu lanofenitha, but okokudla ayavula ama-supermarket noma kuvula ambalwa la amakhulu.
Ye, ukusebenza-ke kuyasetshenza yini?
Hayi, ukusebenza yonke into ngathi like
sisiza abantu ngoba abanye bensizwa akade besebenza 8 hours besithi manje basebenza 2 hours. Yilokho nje okokuthi ngeke kuvele kuvalwe ngiyo impindo, but I think imbangela yakho kakhulu ukuthi abantu bala abaningi yilaba angazi ukuthi nesintu ngakubeka ngokuthi thina ama-reservice. So makunje vele abantu abaningi emsebenzini kale bevalile baya ngale
manje ngokwenzakalayo konke lokho alesabi na?
Hayi, mangamabi ngaphandle mabetshaya wona ama-rockets lawo, but eqinisweni ukuphepha siphephile, bayakwazi ukubavikela abantu babo laba abantu.
Awuzange ngicabange ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya.
Hayi, hayi, okwekhaya hayi, ngoba ngibona ingathi iphephile ukudlula ekhaya mangila noma kuliwa. Mangabe sokuthiwa sokunzima kulama-bomb shelters. Kodwa for now isimo sakhona I think besingakafiki ekuthini, especially thina ngapha, because mina ngisethelazile isimo besisibi ngale e-South Australian Ashford. Yila isimo vele la okuhlala khona izinsingini nokuzalele kona i-Israel, uyakhona ukuthi abantu izikhabe ukuze ukuthi right bone something, but uthole ukuthi mina ngikwazi ukwazi.
Uhulumende yena oweZimbabwe uke wazama ukuthi axhume abantu beZimbabwe yini khona ngapha?
Hayi, ngikhona iningi nje engiyithunyelwe lami ngomunye umzala wami, but thina asila embassy la, so vele angiboni ukuthi uma bengathi baxhumana nathi bayaxhumana nathi njani, ngoba asila embassy.
Lo ube ngunkosikazi Vivian Nomalanga Bhebhe, inzalo yeZimbabwe eseTel Aviv eIsrael, exoxa leStudio 7. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edale lePhalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila amabili kudluliselwe phambili namuhla ngoba umthethwandaba ubungakabi lobufakazi obaneleyo, njalo omunye umfakazi ubeloba imihloliso. Abasolwa bamise emthethwandaba kamantshi okwesithathu e-Western Commonwealth kobulawayo besethweswa amacala okuphazamisa ukuthula kanye lokwephula imithetho ephathelane lokhetho olusanda kwedlula. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba wawuphe ophenya icala umnumzana Tinashe Chapel ithuba lokuyadinga ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umnumzana Gift Ostalos Ziva, umsekeli wesikhulumi sebandla le-CCC njalo emela ichabalala phelandaba edale lePhalamende, wayengaphi ngelanga kudalwa icala kanye lokuthi wayetshayela bani ucingo. Igqwetha lezibotshwa umnumzana Tinashe Runganga uchasisa ngokwenzakale namhlanje ngecala leli.
So namhla uqalisileyo ye-criminal insult yeqalisileyo isithethi siyabiza ama-witnesses awo angu-2, sokusele i-witness eli-1 umntakacomplainant. So imeta i-postponwe to the 17th of November ngoba kathesi uyabhala ama-exam umntwana wesikolo. Elesibili liyabuya mhla ka-1 November for allocation of a trial date and sizanikwa ama-state papers. So mhla ka-1 November ayizozingeni ku-trial, siyamba ukunikwa i-trial date, sinikwe lama-state papers.
Usiziba wetheswa elinye njalo icala elehlukileyo elokubangela udlakela emdlalweni wenguqu phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders lele-Dynamos elilokhe lisaphenywa. Umamangala kucala lokudatshulwa kwamagwaliba okhetho uMamoyo utshele idale ukuba loba ubufakazi abuphileyo bungahambelani lecala alethesa amalunga e-CCC, amalungelo akhe ephulwa. Elinye ilunga le-CCC unkosikazi Zodwa Moyo uthi uyamangala ukuba ibizo lakhe likhona kungwalo zedale zamapholisa, kodwa kakho kungwalo ezimbophisayo ecaleni lokuthethisa uMamoyo.
Vele ngiyamangala nxa kuthiwa kubizwa ibizo mina ngazange kwenziwe njengalokhu, ngoba lapho noma kwenzakala angange ngizwe abantu abahlabela ngomlomo wawakuhlabela iredio. Iredio le yayihlabela mina ngokufika kwami ngakubona ukuthi vele sesingasekho le-street, nishoneso ngiyamangala nxa ngiphunyiswa kulelo buzo. ukuthi igama lami ukuthi ngenze nangikwazi.
Amalunga edale lephalamende amabili awe-CCC uSiziba lomnumzana Sarenda Kopoikulu omela ibulawa ye-Central edale lephalamende lamakhansila abalisa u-Elderman Ernest Rafamoyo, uTendai Masocha, uKhansila ka-Ward 20 uSimbarashe Dube lokhansila ka-Ward 13 uLovewell Mwindwe babotshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula amapholisa esithi badabula amaphepha omkhankaso kankosikazi Soneni Moyo. Unkosikazi Moyo wancintisa ukhetho esithi umela i-CCC kodwa leli bandla lithi alimazi. Omunye umamangala kumacala abasolwa laba ngunkosazana Sibongile Ndlovu lo mntwana ophakathi kokuloba imihloliso. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umbikiso wezokwethekelela owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 ungene kulanga lesibili namhlanje eZimbabwe International Trade Fair Hall kobulawayo, lapho inhlanganiso ebona ukutshala imali kwezamabhizimusi ezweni iZimbabwe Investment Development Agency iqale uhlelo lokuxhumana kwabazotshala amabhizimusi ebulenjini.
Emizameni yokukhulisa ibhizimusi lezokwethekelwa, unkosikazi Silibaziso Chinziwa obona ngezokutshala imali eZimbabwe uchaze ukuba uhulumende usethumele abazamela ilizwe kwele China, iRussia lakwamanye amazwe ukuze kwengezwe inani lezethekeli labalesifiso sokuzotshala imali elizweni.
I-platform ye-Trade Leader izasetshenziswa ngabantu abaningi abalamabhizinisi awe-tourism eZimbabwe. Ubana nxa bele-land kumbe balamabhizinisi abo angenamali bebe besehluleka ukuwaphakamisa, bengawafaka-ke ku-platform ye-Leader. Sesizabadingela ama-investors okubametsha lawo ukuthi behlangane, bekhulumisane, bevumelane ukuthi sesizahamba njani. Either umuntu oza-investa uzafaka imali kumbeni uzathenga i-portion ye-business yangkhona, kumbe uzabaphakamisa ngokwenza i-contract yokumanaja i-business yakhona.
Umgcinisihlalo we-Zida umnumzana Busisa Moyo uthi bakhangelele ukukhuphuka kwenani lezethekeli labazosungula amabhizimusi.
Aku-investment izinto ziqhubeka kuhle, sibona abaningi izethekeli zethu zilesifiso zijonge ukufaka imali lapha eZimbabwe. Xa sikhangela amaripoti yethu njengeZimbabwe Investment and Development Agency, siyabona ukuthi abantu beza ngobuningi kwezokwemba, tourism sector, manufacturing sector njalo.
Unkosazana Barbara Rozwi leziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe ngabanye abakade bekhona embukisweni walonyaka owehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo, lapho abanxuse abathengi lezethekeli kunhlanganiso labatshali bemali ukuba baze eZimbabwe, lilizwe elilokuthula labantu abahle. Umbukiso lo uyaphela kusasa, njalo ababukisayo bathi bayasuthiseka ngezinga labathengi abangene umbukiso walonyaka. Lonyaka amankampani aphose afike amakhulu amane 375 abukisa ehlanganani sanganayi World Tourism Expo 2023 awemazweni agoqela iZimbabwe, iMalawi, iSouth Africa, iBotswana, iRwanda, leIran kanye nabathengi bamabhizimusi abasuka emhlabeni jikelele abedlula amachumi amathathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Amankampani aweZimbabwe aphume ngobunengi ukuzodinga ibhizimusi embukisweni oweGlobal Expo owenzela eHabron kwele Botswana kuyona leviki. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba sibi kumakampani amanengi kweleZimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHabron kwele Botswana.
ama nkampani angamachumi amabili lane i-24 angene umbikiso we-Global Expo oqhutshelwe edolobheni le-Gaborone kusukela ziku-11 Mfumfu usiyaphela ngomgqibelo mhlaka 14 Mfumfu. Amankampani la angaphansi kwenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezilungisa impahla efana lokudla kanye lezembatho, inhlanganiso ebona ukuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi kwelezimbabwe yezimtrade yiyo encedisa amankampani la ukuthi abukiswe e-Global Expo. Unkosikazi Nozipho Maphala wezimtrade uthi inhloso yokubukisa e-Global Expo ikuzama ukudingela amankampani awezimbabwe imkambo etshiyeneyo phandle kwelizwe.
Silama kampani ahlukeneyo abanye benza ngokwe clothing and textiles, abanye food and construction material, processed foods, horticultural produce kanye lama services. Emkhambeni wethu sibone ukuthi kule demand for izinto ezenziwa ekhaya kakhulu wona lama processed services lama sectors engiwaqambileyo. Ngakho-ke sibe sakhangelele ukuthi sibadingele ama-markets lapha okungathengwa khona izinto zabo. Sike sathi ngo-2018 sayenza isurvey sabuzisisa ukuthi eBotswana kuyini angabe bekuswela esingakuthengisa kuvela eZimbabwe.
Umaphala uthi kulezivumelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe lelo Botswana ezenza ukuthi kube lula ukuqhuba ibhizimusi phakathi kwamazwe omabili.
Siphinda futhi sibe lesivumelwano phakathi kwethu eZimbabwe nasehulumende yaseBotswana esikubuza sekuthi i-bilateral trade agreement esivumela ukuthi esikwenza eZimbabwe nokwenziwa eBotswana singathengiselana ngentengo eziphansi zezikhitshwa ama-duty nama-tariffs ezenza ukuthi abantu bakhone ukuthi bakuthenge ngentengo ehlileyo. Lo nyaka sikhangelele ukuthi sihlangane lama-markets lama-buyers amaningi avela endaweni ezitshiyetshiyeneyo. I-Global Expo isiyinkundla esikhulile esiqala amazwe amaningi ababuya ukuzodinga lapho bangathenga khona into ezihlukahlukeneyo.
Omunye okade ebukisa i-Global Expo unkosikazi Violet Mute ole nkampani enza impahla ngesikhumba kobulawayo uthi balethemba lokuthi ukuba khona kwabo eBotswana kuzathuthukisa ibhizimusi yabo.
I was able to break the ceiling and get into a men's field because you know.
Ngiyathaba ukuthi njengomuntu wesifazane ngayenelisa ukungena kubhizimusi yezikhumba ekade iyindawo elabesilisa kakhulu. Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngenelisa ukusungula inkampani le njalo silethemba lokuthi sizathola ibhizimusi kwele Botswana.
OweZimbabwe ohlala eBotswana ungene umbukiso we-Global Expo umnumzana Esifas Chuma uthi ujabulile ngakubonile amankampani wekhaya wona aphume ngobuningi kodwa uthi isimo somnotho silakho ubuyisela emuva ezinye inhlelo uma amankampani ethe athola ibhizimusi kwele Botswana.
I-consistency ku-business iqakathekile. Abantu kabafuna ukuthi ubatshengise i-product namhla kusasukuze ukhulume isitori ukuthi hayi sisazama sisathini into sokhonapha. But engubonayo ukuthi approach yezimthodi ukuthi bati-grow i-forex market, foreign market kakhulu ngoba yikho kuzabasiza ukuthi i-production layo ikhule. Ngoba ekhaya ama-products la athengwa ngentengo ngezimali ezishiyeneyo but lapho uyabukwazi ukuthi uya-guaranteed on foreign currency.
Umbukiso we-Global Expo wavulwa ongosemthethweni umongameli uMokgweetsi Masisi wakwele Botswana ngolwesithathu lapho atshengise ukuthokoza ngokubona amankampani weZimbabwe ebukisa ngobuningi. Amankampani amaningi abhekane lobunzima bokwenza ibhizimusi ekhaya lapho okungela ukuhlalisika emkambo wemali okugoqela ukusetshenziswa kuhlobo lwemali lwama-bond notes. Umbukiso we-Global Expo ubanjwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi AFTEC as a springboard for improved intra-Africa trade. Kukhangelelwe isivumelwano esingaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union sokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi kuzwekazi le-Africa ese-African Continental Free Trade Area. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisaron kwele Botswana.
Iti waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday, umsebenzi uphokile. Woza Friday, my sweet.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zokholo uMinenhle Dube odabuka eGwanda. Kulezinsuku ucula esePretoria kwele South Africa ezama ukuthuthukisa umculo wakhe. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Zelo 1986 emajondene eGwanda asizwe imbali yakho ngamafitshane mini.
Angikhulele eGwanda ngafunda khona okwamanje ngomsebenzi ngisePretoria. Ngiqale ukuhlabela ngisasemncane eprimary school bengiyingxenye yesikhwaya nase secondary school njalo nase sondweni bengiyingxenye ye church choir. Ngijoyine amanye amaqembu ezomculo ne arts eGwanda ngikhula ngaforma namanye ama groups esicula nje kuma functions amaningi emfeni emichadweni nama competitions amaningi saze sayafika ku Music Crossroads.
Akutshele abalaleli ngalo mculo wakho ulamazwe kade amangaki njalo ingoma lezi zibhalwa ngubani?
Ngile ngoma ezingu-13 okwamanje. I-album yami yokuqala ngayirekhoda ngo-2019 namanye nje ama-singles ebengilokhu ngiwarekhoda. Lo nyaka ngirekhode ama-singles angu-3 engiwalontshe a few weeks back. Ingoma eziningi ngiyazibhalela. Then kunezinye nje ezingama folk songs ama chorus engiwengezelela amagama nje.
Uthandela ukucula esemncane uMinenhle uthi kukhona abamenza waba nomdlandla wokufuna ukucula ingoma zokholo.
Abaculi inspired me endleleni yami yomculo wezokholo abafana lo Rebecca Malope, uIvy Kombo and the Mahendere Brothers. Okwamanje ngisizwe ngabanye ngemibono endleleni yezomculo yokholo abafana noCarol Muzambi noBlack Sadies Madora. Emculweni wami okwamanje ngisebenza noproducer abamuthi nguDiva Size.
Ube umculo wakhe uyatholakala abalaleli limfakele izandla limlandele njalo nemakhasini okuzilibazisa batshele Madube.
Ingoma zami zitholakala ku-YouTube okwamanje lingafika khona njalo sine-Facebook page lingasilandela sine-TikTok and sisazongena kwamanye ama-platforms.
Besigwetshisele uMinenhle Dube kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday namhlanje esiphokelela umculo wakhe wengoma zokholo. UNkulunkulu alilondoloze lonke libe lempela sonto enhle igama labo yenza Jesus Banda.
Sibonge lapha na uEzra Chisasibanda osiphe uhlelo Woza Friday. Sizoza njalo uhlelo lolu ngempela ngeFriday elandelayo. Kuliviki kuhlelo ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana okuphakathi kwe-Israel leqembu lebutho lakwele-Palestine ele-Hamas kanye lomumo wezombusazwe eZimbabwe. Singakehlukani sihlobo, wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. IMelika ithi izinikele ukusekela i-Israel ngakho konke okudingekalayo ngalesi sikhathi ilwisana lebutho ele-Hamas elihlasele ngomgqibelo owedluleyo. Ukuthonisiswa kwamalunga ayisithupha awe-CCC agoqela amalunga edala lephalamende amabili kanye lamakhansila kudluliselwe phambili.
Silugqiba ke lapha lolu hlelo igama ngutabo kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.